The sea ice in the Arctic has melted back to a new record. Officials with the National Snow and Ice Data Center said yesterday their satellite could see even less ice than it saw in September of 2007. At a news teleconference today, senior scientist Claire Parkinson of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration's Goddard Space Flight Center said the sea ice withdrawal this year is even more surprising than the one in 2007.
That was a gigantic decrease from previous years. All of us who had been working on sea ice studies for a long time were just stunned at how much of a decrease that was. Fortunately, in the subsequent couple of years, it went up a little bit. However, this year, it's plummeting.
The reason for the abrupt decline this summer is an uncommonly big storm that blew into the Arctic from the coast of Alaska on August 5th. The next day, a huge low-pressure area was centered over the North Pole, and the storm simply ripped up the sea ice, most of which had formed the winter before. Research scientist Walt Meyer says the effect of the storm would not have been so dramatic had the ice been thicker.
It used to be the Arctic ice cover was kind of like a big block of ice. And so it would melt a little bit from the edges, but it was pretty solid. And now it's become kind of like crushed ice. And that's a lot easier to melt and melt more quickly. It's almost like at least parts of the Arctic have become like a giant slushy.
The prior record for sea ice pullback of 1.61 square miles was set in late September of 2007. Now it has been broken in late August. It is already down to 1.58 million square miles. That's a little more than 4 million square kilometers. The scientists say they can't really speculate with any degree of certainty on how much more melting there will be.
If it doesn't start freezing up until late September, the decrease could be much more substantial. As I said, the plot would suggest it could go down below the 3 million square kilometer level.
But already the Arctic is cooling as the days get shorter and the sunlight falls less directly.
It's certainly refreezing up at the North Pole in the very high Arctic, but we're still losing lots of ice down at the ice edge further south.
Up until now, scientists have been guessing that an ice-free summer Arctic Ocean was 50 years away. They are now moving that estimate up to perhaps 30 years.